Welcome to the Mad Trio Podcast. This week we have the California pariah, Jonathan Charney, James the Fat Man Stevens, and the man who was once described as a Hispanic short round, Ryan Preston. Wow, and this is another quarantined episode, and they just stepped on each other. So this is going to be a very interesting show. We're all doing it remotely. I'm at the master control. James is in his backwoods lean-to, and I'm pretty sure right now Ryan's is cowarding in his bathtub trying to get shot by a drive-by.
Yep, lined with Kevlar.
Just like the scene from one of the Lethal Weapons movies. We're all going to dive into our bathtub and try to stop ourselves from dying from a toilet-based explosion.
I mean,
won't kill you at all.
It's better than a refrigerator, right?
Yes, because technically he wouldn't have been able to get out, since those refrigerators, once you were locked in, you were not able to get out. I think they actually passed a law in Congress to stop that.
I think they did. But I also think that after tumbling after a nuclear bomb, which apparently was the least of his worries, would definitely damage the hatch.
Have you seen some of those 1950s icebox refrigerators? I don't think a nuclear blast would.
They definitely built shit to last.
I don't think it would have done any damage. So I found this on Facebook. And I haven't looked more into it, but I started laughing maniacally when I saw it. And here's the subtext: a backstabbing, thrilling, and killer good time for 1 to 7 players. Pre-order today. It's an H.H. Holmes murder castle game.
First of all, I'm a big fan of murder games. I love that shit. Matter of fact, For my anniversary, made my girlfriend's anniversary coming up in, I don't know, a couple of weeks. I got her a cold case style.
Oh, nice.
Basically part of a series of things that they do where they just, you know, they have these like cold case files, and they just, you know, send you this sort of evidence quote bag with a, you know, the file and the photo of the victim and, you know, all of the interviews and, you know, stuff like that with all the people and fingerprints and, you know, solving crap.
That's kind of interesting.
They actually have like a subscription-based box of one of those things where it's like a monthly thing where you keep sort of unraveling pieces of it. But, yeah.
All right.
Like to play that H.H. Holmes game.
Now, but back to the H.H. Holmes game. Okay, so my thing is this. He didn't have accomplices that were anybody knew of. So, I mean, what exactly are you doing in the game? Are you making your own hotel? Like, you're creating your own little secret rooms and shit? Like, how exactly do you win? By body count?
I don't know. I'm going to have to see if I can actually find something that explains it better.
I like the idea, but it's just one of those, it's like, so how exactly do you play this?
I was just kind of surprised. Granted, H.H. Holmes was a long time ago, but the fact they make a board game out of that, I mean, what's next?
Well,
he's
become so famous that, I mean,
it just surprised me. I mean, what's next?
Let's play Dahmer?
Or Hitler Parcheesi? I mean, it's just, it just kind of surprised me. I mean, granted, you know, maybe the Hitler one's just a tad bit too far, but talk about too far.
Anything that falls under that true crime category almost gets a pass. You know,
I love that Ryan caught my Poland joke late.
So, talk about something that make you go.
Hold on. I got something on this one. I actually got this. So apparently, San Francisco has their own Dahmer. Did you hear about this one?
Recently, or is this an old?
Recently?
This is recently. This was actually, this was over, they found a severed head in a refrigerator. Let's see, I don't know if that was today, but it was basically, they were looking for somebody, here it is, okay. Search warrant was related to a case on Sunday where they found a severed head in a refrigerator. And they found the body on Sunday. So they just recently served a search warrant, I believe it was today, found the head of the body that they found on Sunday. While serving a search warrant to, where's the guy's name? They actually just shot him. So he came out of the car, guns blazing, and they shot him.
So would this explain all, like, the body so the parts guy, and suitcases they've been finding?
Catono Perez, possibly, was missing since April 10th, and that's who they believe is the body and the head. Justin Silvernail of Antioch was attempted to carjack somebody and was shot by an off-duty cop who was intervening, and then they served a search warrant on his house and found the severed head. Yeah.
So was he...
Was there a ranked deputy involved?
Or a fine Chianti?
I don't know. So that's what I'm wondering. I'm just... Sorry, I just found this thing of with the whole severed head thing. Somebody commented on the article, liberal heads are exploding everywhere. It's kind of fucked up. Anyways, so yeah, that was one that I just found. I'm just like wondering, like, why do people keep severed heads in their fridges? I mean, like, Dahmer, I understand because he said that he's going to eat it. But I mean, like, why... I just don't.
I mean, it's either that or you salt cure it. I mean, what do you do?
I was going to put it in the. You put it at slow. Smoke it slow for hours
you can do
on
like
end.
A 165, something like that. You jerk it. Just,
Have you ever seen the movie Fried Green Tomatoes?
Yes.
No.
Really?
Yeah.
You've got to see Fried Green Tomatoes. It's an amazing movie. Plus, your fact you're missing an entire reference that you're not going to get because of it.
Oh, yeah.
And I wait a minute. I've made that joke for years, and you just basically nodded your head like you thought you pretended to get it. That's hilarious.
What reference is it?
You'll have to watch Fried Green Tomatoes. Never mind.
Well, I just want to know what I've been laughing at the whole time.
You'll find out, young Padawan.
Anyways, so where are you going to go, John, when I brought up Dahmer's little protege?
What if
the guy's Asian?
So talk about painful. So I thought this was hilarious. So Ryan Reynolds, somebody tweeted him this. Green Lantern is available for rent for 99 cents on Apple TV. It's been 9 years. Should I do it? Vicinity Reynolds, which is his Twitter handle. His comment was, walk away.
All right.
Hey, that's usually, you don't see a whole lot of celebrities bashing their movies like that. And Ryan Reynolds' Twitter, by the way, is hilarious.
Literally hates the movie the Green Lantern movie.
He did another one. Yeah. Here's another one. It says, looks great, tastes amazing, but at Vicinity Reynolds, is it gluten-free? And it's a picture of his aviation gin. And his comment is, aviation gin is 100% gluten-free. It does contain alcohol, however. Which I think at this point, he's just like Deadpool permanently.
Well, I mean, he loves Deadpool, and he's doing a great job of it. And I think he'd be happy doing that one. But he's done some other ones that he seems to like as well. He's done a couple dramas that he's done pretty good in that type of role.
Oh, man. But you know,
Wait, hold on. We're going to have to figure out how to moderate this because there's enough.
What are you saying? Shut up, John. Brian.
I was saying that one movie that he did recently sucked ass on Netflix. I'm trying to remember Six Underground.
Oh, I heard people like that one. I haven't watched it.
Oh,
he didn't,
God,
you don't like
fuck
that one?
That dumb shit movie. No, it was. It might as well have been like a Dude Perfect version of fucking action movie. The fucking soundtrack was goddamn awful. But it was just the dumbest. Like, everyone's got, like, the specialty and whatnot, and one of them does fucking parkour. I was like, oh, Christ, this movie's going to blow.
Well, let's be honest. He probably needed to pay off his house, you know, somewhere. So he did the movie so he could get a payday. I mean, I'm assuming
I think Netflix might just be throwing money at everybody at this point.
Well, that's why the lead singer of Aerosmith actually was on American Idol, is because they offered him a lot of zeros. And he's like, well, fuck, I need a new house. That he actually said that in an interview with Joe Rogan. So I was like, hey, you know, if somebody threw me money, I would totally do the Ron Perlman and say yes to everything.
You know, I would, I too. I can't argue living, that.
So there's not a lot I wouldn't do for money.
So, I could find a couple things. The thing I like about Ryan Reynolds is he's very open about the movies that he's done that he doesn't like. Not many actors are like that. They'll try to stand by all their shit. But I love the fact that he talks shit. Yeah, I love the fact that he talks shit about some of his movies. I mean, he's got a few movies that he should talk shit about.
I think in the past...
It's one of those, he's got his fans, and he doesn't give a shit who he alienates, you know, at this point.
I also think in the past, because of social media and other modern day stuff, I think if you did this 30 or 40 years ago, I have a feeling you'd never work again. So I think it helps that...
Either that or it'd be incredibly refreshing, you know, for the people.
Because it's not until years later, like, you know, the reason why, what was it, Sylvester Stallone did the movie Stop or My Mom Will Shoot with Estelle Getty is because of Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah.
So, you know, I like the fact that, you know, that actors like Ryan Reynolds will say, don't watch the movie. However, I'd rather see a trauma guy do it. It's like, oh, you know, I want to see a trauma guy do it in reverse.
Where he's proud of all the bad movies? Because Troma is very proud of all their bad movies.
Well,
they all did.
As they should be. Yeah, as they should be. They do fantastic, terrible movies, and they do it on purpose.
Absolutely.
Once I figured that out, I became a Troma fan.
Well, I want to hear a Troma guy talk crap about, like, Avengers Endgame and...
Oh, gotcha. I'm sure they do. I guarantee they do.
I think it would be hilarious, you know, especially like, oh, they made that look so good. All you needed was, you know, insert, you know, some effect here. I just think that would be funny.
So did you guys hear that?
Keep in mind, the promo guy ended up doing Guardians of the Galaxy.
And got fired and rehired again.
That is true.
Yeah. Because that's how good he is.
Yeah.
I think he just has a good taste in music. Let's be honest. I mean, they needed him for the soundtrack.
Speaking of getting shit, so did you hear that Wendy's is giving out free nuggets once a day?
One free nugget?
A four-piece free nugget. So this guy from Oregon decided he was going to hack the system. So he drove to every damn Wendy's. This is actually from his Twitter. He hit every damn Wendy's twice within 17 miles across two states. It took him 5 hours. And now he's eating, and that was the... God damn you. Now he's eating free nuggets for a week. But, I mean, that's some damn commitment.
Hey, hack the planet, man. Gotta go for, you know, Sarah Killer was right. Honestly,
First of all, how dare you make a hacker's reference? Second, I've always found that the line that's associated with, let's say, the free Slurpee on fucking 7-Eleven day is not worth the Slurpee that I'm getting.
Yeah.
You know, 5 hours of my life is not worth the effort to go grab a bunch of fucking nuggets.
But there's something I'm thinking you're missing. One is I highly doubt that guy was working. Two, he's probably bored out of his gourd. Three, he's probably been stuck at home for too long and possibly his significant other. So he was probably just wanting to get out of his house and wanted to stop being nagged at. So for him, the 5 hours was worth it.
But I'm also thinking, cost-effectively wise, how much do you think he spent on gas?
Oh, right.
Hopefully he had a fucking electric car.
Hopefully he was. Let's hope he wasn't driving some sort of giant utility vehicle or a truck, because
it looked like a car because he had a picture of all the nuggets that he's sitting in his car with. But
seriously, like, hack the planet. More power to him. I am surprised there's not a way that there's something they're doing to stop this, but I think that's pretty badass. That I wouldn't do it.
I wouldn't do it. I mean, if there was a couple Wendy's nearby, I might hit three Wendy's on the way to or from a certain spot.
However, if it was...
However, you're sitting in a drive-thru, as Ryan said, you're sitting in line. I guarantee there's more than just you sitting there for free nuggets.
However, if it was McDonald's, McDonald's for like a hamburger or even like this chicken strips, I would do it because there's like 100 McDonald's within a 50-mile radius. I would do it just to see how much I could get. I could feed my kid for a week.
Yeah, and they're good for 6 months.
The amount of people the thinking about it versus the amount of people doing it. Like, oh, I could drive to all the Wendy's and go get a bunch of four pieces from each one of those things. And they'll think about it for 5 seconds. They're like, nah, never mind.
I think part of it is just motivation. I really think it's because of the COVID that the guy's like, well, I don't have anything else to do. And my...
His wife probably told him to get the fuck out of the house.
Or boyfriend told him to get the fuck out of the house.
Again, you're assuming significant other. This guy is single as fuck.
Not necessarily.
Probably. I'd probably go with Ryan on that one because I'm pretty sure the guy is probably single as fuck. But he could have a significant other that said get the fuck out.
Here's why I say that.
Yeah, he's got a fleshlight. That's a significant other.
Well, here's the reason I disagree. I know a guy who was working at a big box store and he's at retirement age. And I actually asked him... So why are you still working, you know, your age? And I know you have money. He's like, because my wife would kill me. I said, what do you mean? He said, I'm working for self-preservation because my wife would kill me. And after meeting his wife, she would do it, but she would do it so he could see him dying. You know, so he, I can totally see.
Why would she, like, she would kill him just because they're around each other all the time? Or like,
probably because she would,
you don't have a job and you're 75.
Probably because she would get very irritated at him. You know, he would,
I mean, goddamn, get a hobby, bitch. Take up fishing. The fuck?
They're awesome. They actually remind
me. Make me some socks.
They actually remind me of an old Jewish couple. They're freaking hilarious together. So I can totally see it. The only issue is I don't know anybody whose wife would be okay with him burning money going to fight.
Exactly my point. You know, no wife is gonna let like. Wait, you're gonna do what? Get your fucking ass back in this house.
Or. Or he's such a pain in the ass to be near because, you know, insert here. She's like, go ahead, honey. I need some time off. And, you know, before when he comes back, you know, she rearranged everything. I mean, I don't know. I'm curious, though, if he's married. I mean, that's pretty funny.
I would think he is, but I don't know. I just think it's, I mean, as far as I'm concerned, that's 5 hours wasted. But, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
You know.
I agree. It's not something that I would do, unless it's McDonald's, because I can spend an hour and go to like 12 different McDonald's, because they build them so close to each other.
Yeah. But, yeah,
you're
definitely
on your way somewhere that's more than 10 miles. You'll hit a couple.
Oh, dude, I mean, they're way overbuilt. I mean, I only know of one Wendy's. Yeah, I only know of one Wendy's around in this area, and it's quite a drive from where I live.
Yeah, they're a bit more few and far between.
But on the other hand, Wendy's...
Hey, so I've been meaning to ask you, actually, Johnny. I can't remember if you said you had read that book. The First Law trilogy, or restarting it, or you ever get into that?
Which one was the First Law again?
One with Logan Nine Fingers.
Oh yes, I actually listened to the whole first audiobook and haven't gotten a chance to read or listen to the second one.
Yeah, I'm wrapping up three in about another, I don't know, another couple of days or so. And oh damn, it's so good. Yeah, anybody who's into not like hardcore fantasy, not flat like D&D nerd fantasy so much, which I don't have a problem with, but I know some people will scoff away and lump everything into that same category. This is way more kind of the Game of Thrones, hyper realistic, not really a whole lot. It does have magic.
Which book is this again?
It's called the
First Law Trilogy.
First Law Trilogy.
The First Law. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, the first book is called The Blade Itself.
I would.
I heard you guys talk about this.
Oh my god, dude, it's so fucking good.
I would. Do you know who R.A. Salvadori is, Ryan?
I feel like I've heard the name.
He does a lot of stuff in the Lost World. His most famous character is Drizzt Do'Urden. That's a Forgotten What Realms stuff. I would say it's kind of like his, but lighter. There's some lore into it, but it's not, you're not getting bogged down. It's not a lot of peripheral stuff that fills in the characters. He does a pretty good job telling the character stories as he goes. I actually liked the first book. I mean, it was entertaining as hell. I just haven't had time to look at, you know, get the other ones.
Yeah, I appreciate the writer's humor, a guy named Joe Abercrombie, and that guy's fucking funny. All of the characters are so damn well thought out, and it's not the crazy world building that people like, you know, with like Lord of the Rings, you know, kind of stuff. It does build this world, but very
slowly. So there's no Middle Earth.
You're kind of discovered.
The problem with world building is it takes so much get into it. Is it's The Tattooed Man or The Warded Man. It's another book series I listened to, the first one. And like 95% of the book is explaining the backstory of every character. And while it's an amazing book, you're just like, get to something, fucking A. And like by the end of the book, something happens. But you're just like, that was a lot of backstory just to get your character. Yeah, it was a lot of buildup just a character to point A. It's like, fuck. And there's like three or four different characters, and there's other ones that go along the way, and it's just like, jeez. Even Lord of the Rings isn't that bad.
So,
yeah.
So you guys ready for You're a Dumbass article?
Ready for what?
So you ready for You're a Dumbass article? So an astrophysicist in Australia got hospitalized after trying to invent, basically what he wanted to create was some type of system to help people from stop touching their face. He decided that he was going to use magnets. So what he decided to do was take these magnets and clipped them to parts of his face. So he decided to put one on his nose to try to prevent touching his nose, and he put it on each side of his septum, and they got stuck inside his nose. So he read an article about an 11-year-old who got a magnet stuck up his nose, and he got it out with using, guess what, more magnets. So the guy decided to use another magnet to try to get it up his nose. He lost the grip. Guess what happened? It got clipped up his nose and stuck up his nose. So he had two magnets up his nose. And then he decided that he could use a pair of pliers.
Oh, God.
Well, those got magnetized and got stuck up his nose, too. So he got sent to the hospital with fucking magnets up his goddamn nose.
this the old lady who swallowed a fly.
Yeah.
Wow.
So yeah, they had to pull fucking magnets out of his nose. Like, what the fuck?
Wow.
And I'm still kind of confused how these magnets would stop you from touching your face. Because it sure didn't work for him. I guarantee he touched the shit out of his face to get those magnets out.
That guy definitely had a solution looking for a problem. That is the stupidest thing I've ever heard of. Oh, okay, not the stupidest. Actually, that's the dumbest thing I've heard of today.
Okay, so yeah, you know what it reminds me of is every time I see somebody accidentally get lit on fire in a movie and they start like blowing on it, I'm just like, ah. Fuck, man. Just make
one of my favorite ones is there's like this the World's Dumbest show. There's a video they have of a guy, and I think it was like New Zealand or something like that. They were lighting a pyre for his dead father or something like that, And so he goes up and he's got a jug of gasoline because the pyre wasn't going very well. So he dumps a jug of gasoline on there and the fire dumps, gets up to the nozzle. And then there's a video of him spinning, lighting all these little circles all around his dumb ass because he couldn't let the fucking thing go. I'm like, dude, drop that shit and fucking run.
I'm not surprised. I knew.
Matter of fact, if you drop it and don't use the centripetal force to move it all around, it'll probably just put itself out because it's not, you know, it doesn't have the right gas air mixture.
Exactly. But
I've known a couple.
Still run.
I've known a couple of people in my life who've tried to throw fireballs by pouring gasoline on their hand and throwing it. So I'm not really surprised about what fucking people do.
They did what?
I've known a number of people, and I don't remember the names of these people, who like tried to throw fireballs or like, you know, like Super Nintendo, like Mario Brothers type of shit. So they poured gasoline on their hand and lit it and tried to throw it.
Huh. I mean, first of all, what's wrong with rubbing alcohol? Second, get a fucking tennis ball.
How about not being stupid and trying it? Of course, I knew another.
No, light shit on fire, but you know.
I know another guy who made a tennis ball bomb by putting match heads in it and throwing it at a hillside and caught the hillside on fire.
Oh, I've done that. That's just hilarious. Yeah, you get a bunch of strike anywhere matches. You can't go all the way full. You got to go about 3/4 full the way it compresses.
See, I would have never done that shit because I you wouldn't be talking to me. I would have been beaten to death.
Yeah, James is going to start laughing in a couple of minutes here. I once was over at a friend's house. He already knows where I'm going with this. And he had a shit ton of firecrackers that he wasn't doing anything with. So I sat there for about an hour, bored out of my mind, with like a dumbbell, crushing up all of the gunpowder inside of these things and putting them inside of a tennis ball, rigged up a big-ass long fuse, duct tape the shit out of it. And I'm like, oh, I'm going to go to this fucking empty field I know and light the thing off one day. James comes to pick me up, and I put it in his glove box. And I completely forgot about it. You know, it wasn't something I was fucking, you know, like, oh, I got to blow shit up because I'm a crazy person. Just like, oh, this will be fun. So I left it in his car, and I think it was, might have been the next day you got pulled over.
Yep.
Yeah. He called me all fucking half pissed off, like, you motherfucker, did you leave a bomb in my glove box? And I'm like, I don't recall. In the words of Oliver North. And he's like, yeah, man, I get pulled over. I open up my fucking glove box to go get my registration and a small bomb. Fucking, like, out of Mario Brothers. Pop, glove box. And he's like, just my eyes went wide. I grabbed my registration. I closed my glove box. I said, you can go.
How did he not treat you like the like Rambo did in to the sheriff in the movie? It's like, you got away light.
I don't think he noticed.
Yeah.
Oh, you mean James freaking me? Yeah.
How did I not hear you?
Guess because if you don't know, that motherfucker can hold grudges. So I'm surprised he didn't hold. He didn't do something.
I think no harm, no foul, and it was pretty fucking funny.
Yeah. That was pretty funny.
Then he calmed down over the years on that. Because if that happened, if that happened in high school, the other guy would be at least limping. I mean, let's be honest. That is hella funny. I never did shit like that because I was too afraid of getting in trouble. Because I knew what the end results would have been is the punishment would not have been worth the crime.
Well, you know what? I mean, I ended up taking it out of his. I think he gave it back, and I never said it off.
Yeah, I didn't get it.
You know, I never actually found a good place to fucking do it. I lived across the street from this little elementary school, and I'm not about to fucking set off a fucking. Most likely would have been just like incendiary, just blowing little fireworks all over the place. But,
I mean, you live in the middle of a concrete jungle, unless there was like a really long, empty parking lot somewhere. I don't know if there'd be a good spot to throw it.
Oh, if I lived in the middle of the desert, you know, James wouldn't have dropped me off. Would have just go lit that shit off somewhere.
Well, yeah. I mean, versus doing it here or doing it, you know, where you live, a desert would have been a good spot. Might have maybe set a rare tarantula on fire. I don't know.
Yeah, I was talking to my gun store fucking guy about, you know, just good places to shoot. And he's basically just kind of rattling off the same little piece of shit indoor gun ranges that I go to. And I was asking him, they have this old rifle range out here. It's only open on like 2-3 days a week, though. Not like I have a fucking good rifle anyway. But he was saying that place, and I'm like, man, any place to just, you know, like go out and, you know, I hate this fucking one round per second rule when you get at indoor ranges. And he's like, yeah, go to the desert. I'm just like, that's, you know, I was hoping you'd have a better answer than just go to the middle of nowhere, but sure.
Well, see, the funniest thing is when the people say one rule
really
for...
Well, really is the best place to go.
Well, also, the funniest thing when they say, you know, one round per second, is they never actually give you the count. Is it 1, 2, 3, or is it 1, 2, 3, 4? So the question semantics is, how fast is the second?
I think they're operating within a decent margin of error. However, they just don't want to hear doubles happen.
Aw, I want to pretend to be a badass and like on the movies.
Well, see, what I want to do is be able to manage second shot recoil a little bit better. You know what I mean? I can't really practice that shit if I can't get another round off quickly.
I'm surprised you don't do more shooting when you go over to your parents' place, though. I mean, where they live, it sounds like it's a good spot.
Dude, if I go out there in the morning, I'll hear them shooting about 2 miles away because they got a real big ass fucking rifle range out there. I'll hear them in the morning, like 7:30. They're already out there shooting.
I just don't have the
decent enough rifle to go. I currently just have like a little .22 long rifle.
You should go to that range to see if they have anything to rent. Because long ranges,
I don't think they do. I think it's really just a place like hey, pay your lane fee, you know.
I was going to say, because some of those ranges that have long, that are fairly big and have a long distance, usually have some fun stuff to shoot.
Yeah, I don't know. I gotta look into it a little bit.
Hey, James, are you vacuuming?
No, I just got some fans on.
It's like, fuck. It's like all of a sudden, James is being domestic over there.
Yeah, he's grinding coffee or something.
It's been going for a while, but I don't know why you haven't heard it yet.
Oh, California had something both sad and angry happen. So in California, you have to do a background check for ammo. And it's actually been a lot of people have been rejected by it. And so a judge put a stop to that and had like 100-something page dissertation about why it was wrong. And like the next day or the day after, it was actually turned, his stoppage was actually turned over by a higher court. By the Ninth Circuit, if I remember correctly. And the Ninth Circuit is one of the highest overturned courts in the land. Unfortunately, our Supreme Court basically refuses to rule on anything that happens to do with the Second Amendment. Matter of fact, they barely want to do anything with the First Amendment either. But yeah, and I don't know if it was something that you could have bought ammo with if you could find a gun store open, or if it was just one of those things that would, you know, just was. Because I know there was Freedom, like Freedom Week, where you could buy as many high-capacity mags as you want because the law had expired.
And everything before that, you just grandfathered in?
Well, that was recently. Before the law happened in 2000, yeah, the law stated that if you had any high-capacity mags, it was grandfathered in. There's a number of states that are actually doing something similar like the high capacity mag ban, but they're getting rid of there'll be no grandfather clause, basically saying this magazine is now illegal, hand them over, or else. There was one recently within the last year or two, and I don't remember how that well that went, but I don't think anybody handed anything in.
Yeah, that'd be a dicey proposition for a lot of states.
I know my local sheriff.
I'm really sick of them pulling shit like that. I don't give a shit what it is. If I can afford it, I can maintain it, I should be able to own it. I don't care what it is. That's really it. I mean, if the government has a freaking tiger, I want a tiger. If they have a tank, I want a tank. I don't give a shit.
Well, legally, you can have a tank. It just has to be demilled.
No.
I personally like a good 20 mil Vulcan, you know, or an Orkin.
The only thing that I'm against that with, honestly, is ordnance, like anything explosive. I'm even okay with tracers, generally, if you're responsible with them. But no, I agree. I mean, I've always, my conversation argument has already been, if I had a machine gun, like a Browning, Ma Deuce, what would I shoot more? Would I shoot like the 50 caliber fully automatic machine gun, or would I be shooting, you know, like the Barrett lightweight 50 or be the Barrett lightweight 50? Cause I could shoot it all day versus spend 10 minutes blowing
30 seconds.
Yeah. Spend 30 seconds blowing, you know, $500 or $600 worth of ammunition. So
yeah, it's one of those things you do like on the 4th of July, you pull out the Ma, you know, or something like that.
And so I'm, that's always been my big issue, is the fact that, wow, James's area got loud. That's always been my big issue with it, is the fact that they're just nonsensical. I mean, there hasn't been a whole lot of legal school shootings. I mean, there have been some, but, you know.
Wait, it's legal to shoot up schools in some places?
I mean, where people use their legal firearms to actually shoot.
I know what you mean.
They've either been straw purchases or they've been stolen. There have been a couple instances of it. I know, was it Sandy Hook? Was because that son was insane and he stole his mom's firearms. She was 100% at fault. She was at fault.
That's the one that bothers me. Yeah, exactly. Like, I mean, I have no kids, you know? So there's just a conversation with my girlfriend about like, hey, listen, this is a loaded firearm that's easily accessible for me. Okay. You know, as soon as kids are in the picture, like even infants and whatnot, you know, like might as well start just fucking putting shit away. Like if you don't put your guns up, you know, that's entirely on you. And those people are fucking criminals, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, in some cases, for the state of California, for example, it's actually a crime to have it where your child can get immediate and easy access to it. But yeah, my rule of thumb has always been, if you lock your alcohol cabinet, why wouldn't you lock your guns up?
Yeah.
So, right.
Okay, technically I don't even lock my alcohol up, but my guns are locked up.
Well, like for example, yeah. when my sister and I became teenagers, my parents had a bunch of alcohol they hadn't probably touched in a decade, but they still locked it. You know, so it's
I know what you meant. I'm just saying that I don't even bother doing locking up my alcohol, but my guns are locked.
Well, yeah, but you know, I mean, I think more people for some reason are more scared. I guess I was trying to say is they're more scared of little Jimmy getting a hold of the booze than they are that little Jimmy getting a hold of the their 1911. Right. Which
I'll put my booze up on a high shelf and not really worry about it. I'm not doing that with a fucking firearm.
Yeah, I mean, I've got quite a number of hard alcohol bottles sitting above my fridge in a cubby, and my wife has issues getting that alcohol out of the cupboard. So my son is safe at least until he's a teenager.
I was going to say at least until he's 8.
Well, I was,
he is related to your family, John.
Well, yes. but that's kind of a crapshoot too. My aunt was incredibly short. She was the shortest person by a large margin in my family.
She was 6'1".
No, my aunt was. Yeah, my aunt was
make the same joke.
My aunt was 4'10".
He was legally a midget.
She was a little person.
She was a wee rat.
Had a large personality. So that's the only thing that bothers me. And I mean, there's a number of firearms I want to get. I want to get a carbine. I want to get a rifle that shoots pistol caliper. And it's on the list of stuff to get, but California's making it such a pain in the ass. Like, and now in California, you have to get a real ID. But to get a real ID, I have to take time off of work to actually go on the DMV. And well, now that all the DMV's closed, that option's actually been taken away from me. But it's like I have to take time off work in order to actually use my constituted, you know, stuff that's been handed down from the Constitution. So it's all it's all bullshit.
It's just trying to piss you off.
Yeah, I mean,
pretty much.
It's just trying to stop everybody from being like Marky Mark in the movies. Let's be honest. Holding guns sideways, shooting senators.
Who doesn't want to shoot a senator?
not me. It'd be murdering. It would be murdering the elderly. I mean, let's be honest. I mean, besides AOC, AOC, by the way, she said something I kind of agreed with about, hey, maybe America shouldn't go back to 70-hour work weeks. Even though I think she's nuttier than grandma's fruitcake recipe, at least she's saying something that I agree with, even though depending on where you do and what you do for a living, it's nearly impossible.
So wait a minute. Hold on. Let me get this right. She's had a 70-hour work week?
Well, not if she's in Congress, but you know, she's been a barista. She's been a bartender. So she does have some.
Hasn't she been black too?
Well, she does have some real world experience as far as working, even though I think I don't think she's ever read the Constitution she's liked. Let's be honest. I don't think there's an amendment she doesn't want to get rid of, but she at least knows what it is to actually work, unlike 95% of our Congress.
All right.
I mean, come on. I mean, Barbara Boxer or Howard Dean? One of those people. I think they worked for Abraham Lincoln the last time they worked.
That's putting it nice.
But hey, Did Ryan disappear?
No, you just made that really confusing. Anyways.
I don't.
You got to have an opinion.
Oh, man. You know what? It all drives me right now.
I was actually giving props to AOC, who I disagree with everything. But I do actually like the fact that she's saying, now, I didn't read any law that she was going to say, if there's anything about it, but the fact maybe people shouldn't work so much. I actually kind of, you know, it's a fanciful dream that somehow America is going to travel back to the 1950s when little Jimmy and little Jane were sitting at the table with their parents playing board games on a Friday. But it's a romantic notion that maybe Americans will spend more time doing the what the fuck they want.
Yeah, I would say that.
I don't know enough about her to really have an opinion on what else she does. But, I mean, yeah. No, I mean, I think that there needs to be definitely different perspectives, you know, represented. And even the crazy ones, because there's a meet-in-the-middle prospect to all of that that ends up happening. Like, hey, one side has a crazy idea, the other side has a crazy idea. Let's whittle it down to something reasonable.
I've
I don't know about her.
I've read some of the stuff she wants to do and some of the laws, et cetera, et cetera. She's a little too extreme for me, but I mean, I agree. There's always a meet in the middle. As long as you're not talking about the middle being between Hitler and Pol Pot, you know, cause that's a vast middle.
No, just Mussolini.
I don't know. I just thought it was cool because I kind of love the idea of kind of getting back. I know the radio program I listen to regularly was talking about, hey, maybe the benefit about all this is everybody's going to realize what it's like to have fun and not to play on their phones and be a family again. But that's
having fun. The UN just said that there's a bit of
saving families right now
or causing divorces. Well,
the UN just said that domestic violence has gone up insanely high throughout the world.
I am curious.
Domestic violence, UN said that domestic violence has gone up insurmountably over this.
Well, here's my number one question.
There's just some people that shouldn't be together.
But my question is, where does that statistics taking from? I mean, from what country? First world, third world?
They're saying from all countries. This is reported worldwide. So, I mean, it could be first world countries and third world countries combined. I don't know.
I've definitely known people that shouldn't have been together.
I'm pretty sure that domestic violence has gone up because, I mean, we're all stuck in the houses with each other.
I'm curious in where the gender line actually lies on that, though, because a lot of those statistics are usually biased towards men. And granted, more women are been in assault situations, but I'm curious on where that actually, like, where's where do they split the difference on that? It would be interesting.
Well, domestic violence is domestic violence, so they're just going to be reporting the numbers of cases.
Yeah, but usually in there somewhere, they're saying there's usually a percentage, you know, like they'll say, like, you know, 85% were women and 15% were of reported cases were, you know, the male whereas the one being assaulted. I would just be curious if there was an actual number worldwide.
Well, I'm sure there is.
And can you trust the numbers? I mean, you can't trust anything that comes out of China.
Yeah, well, I think you can definitely take a poll of surrounding areas and infer. I don't think it's unique to really different cultures. I think, you know, violent people are going to be violent. And if you're around your spouse more often, guess who's going to be the victim?
Oh, I'd actually say it's culturally, you know, because the rule of thumb was an actual thing. So I guess it would depend on...
No, it wasn't.
Yeah, no, it actually, if from everything I've been able to research, you were actually able to assault your wife for certain things. I mean, it was...
Well, yeah, but not with the rule of thumb thing.
You burnt my toast.
I mean, hell, I'm guaranteed it's still legal in the Middle East. I mean, if they're forcing gays to get sex changes, you know...
No, they just beat their wives to death. That doesn't matter if they have a stick the size of a thumb or not.
Well, I mean, I'm pretty sure they're using like a camel or something. I mean, there's got to be something they're doing. I would just be curious on like what cultures, like what the reported numbers are, because I think that'd be fascinating. But I like statistics to some degree.
See, one of the worst laws out of the Middle East is that if your wife is accused of adultery and she says that she didn't do it, you know what they make her do? They take a rock, heat it up until it's white hot, and have her lick it. If her tongue swells, she's a liar and then gets stoned to death.
It's a witch test.
Who the fuck came up with this shit?
Well, it's the same one that, what was, they tie a rock around your waist and throw you in, and if you stay down, you're not guilty.
You're
if
not
you
a witch.
Yeah, if you float back up, you don't survive, you're a witch. I mean, it's...
Well, that's because witches are made of wood.
Yeah, it's the kind of shit that's bound to happen when you follow an ancient text.
You know, it's like, who the fuck comes up with this shit?
I would say not all ancient text. I mean, some people, they need a reformation, you know.
Yeah, the Christians conveniently just forgot about the first half of the Bible, which seems to work.
I'm waiting for James to respond. He usually has good
quips. I didn't really hear what he said. Something like the first half of the Bible? What?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was basically forgotten about as far as the laws and everything are concerned.
Oh. Oh, I mean, that Book of Numbers is really interesting.
Yeah, Leviticus too. Goddamn.
I don't know. That Song of Solomon's is pretty spicy.
Yeah, John, go ahead and read the Book of Numbers. That's a fun book.
No, how about Deuteronomy instead?
Shit, Job.
Fuck, dude, that's my favorite book.
Well, you could always read the last book of the Bible, of the Old Testament, Malachi, and that's about him and his whoring wife.
But I mean, let's be honest here. I was a guy who was once described as a dark cloud on a moonless night, so I'm not exactly Mr. Exciting.
All right. You don't want to hear about a dude who married a prostitute and then all the children that came out of her?
I actually love hearing people preach on that because it's fascinating where they go.
Where they go off all the names that he named them?
Well, just in general, because it's kind of, it's depending on how conservative the crowd is you're teaching to, how they dance around thing is fairly amusing. I've heard some pastors be Fred Astaire dancing around some issues, and it's just like, wow, man, you could have easily made that.
Just say she was a prostitute.
It's like, you could
how
have,
hard is that?
You could have easily saved at least 15 minutes on that sermon of just saying she was a woman of ill repute. I mean, come on. Which is one of my favorite words, by the way. I love that word, women of ill repute.
Ill repute is technically two words with a little hyphen. Not a hymen, a hyphen.
And the hyphen, I'm pretty sure, is optional.
Well, she wouldn't have that one thing if she was a person of ill repute. So, I mean, let's be honest.
totally set that up and you went for it. That's even funnier.
I did it on purpose. I saw it. I'm like, yeah, why not? That's that's swinging.
I'm wondering if you would.
You know, I don't know.
Oh God! Somebody needs to take those buttons from John.
Well, considering James is in a lean-to and Ryan's and you know protecting himself from a gun battle, I think I'm pretty safe.
Shit, I'm protecting my. I can't. I'm trying to figure out how to shoot a virus right now. Or stab it.
Oh, this is going to sound like a weird question, but how's your work been, Ryan? Has it been busy or standard?
Shit, I have had a week. I basically spent the last fucking, I don't know, 4 or 5 days of just fucking sheer anxiety. That's fucking ridiculous. You should see the fucking starting out as sideways glances, and now it's just flat out overt. I'm just staring at these assholes fucking walking around everywhere, no mask, fucking gloves, fucking walking right by me and shit like that. I'm gonna start throat chopping motherfuckers. But, yeah, it's irritating being as close as to it as I am and watching people not take it serious, you know? it's fucking crazy.
So,
you know,
I
get the people that don't.
So I don't wear a mask everywhere. However, I stay as far away as people as possible. I actually almost screamed at somebody who wasn't paying attention because it was one of these things. I forgot my mask and just ran into some place real quick. And they're like right behind me, six inches behind me in a register line. It's like, motherfucker.
Bothered me without a plague.
The best thing about the plague is now everybody has my territorial bubble. I wanted.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
Unless you're my wife, I don't want your scrubby ass being 6 inches from me. Matter of fact, 10 feet is a little much.
Yeah, it's crazy. So the other day, you know, all I do is get emails from, you know, other mortuaries and hospitals and health departments and all of that kind of stuff. Here's the, you know, latest updates, et cetera. I get a call the other day from an old mortuary I used to work for, transportation shit, doesn't matter. In case, he got a call from this old autopsy place, these pathologists who've been doing this shit forever. Super fucking cool dudes. They actually have a really weird place, a bunch of, like, fake hands floating in jars. They're an odd bunch.
Sounds like our people.
In any case, they were doing an autopsy on a guy that died 18 days prior, okay? Standard viruses die in a body usually 24 to 48 hours, 48 if you just want to be, you know, generally paranoid, you know? I would pick up somebody who died of any communicable disease 48 hours later without any worry in my mind. Not going to throw a mask on, usual, just throw gloves on. You know, that's just standard. He did an autopsy on a person 18 days after, apparently went to the microscope, saw what he thought was live COVID stuff, calls the CDC, hips into the jive, and they're like, it's probably not, don't worry about it. And he's like, fuck yourself, take this fucking sample, get back to me. You know, so they reluctantly took the sample and got back to him and said, yeah, no, that was live COVID.
Holy
so
shit.
In a dead body 18 days later. So all I could find on the internet, because I'm telling my girlfriend about this, and she starts Googling, like, dude, all I could find is people talking about 2 days, you know, like 2 or 3 days, like, oh, might be a little bit more.
I heard it lasted I heard it lasted 13 days on stainless steel, so somehow I'm not surprised that it lasts 18 days plus.
Now all of a sudden I'm getting emails from the county with the sort of surface contact precautions. And what it lasts on. It lasts on paper for 5 days. Now, if I'm doing arrangements with somebody, you know, who's a family member of somebody died with that, they're signing paperwork, they're sending it into the office. The type of connectivity that people have goes beyond wear a mask in public kind of shit. You know, Gavin Newsom, governor of California, I've always been a fan of. I like that fucking guy.
As long as you're not married.
I mean, whatever. I'm sure I don't agree with him on everything, but I find him to be a reasonable person who weighs shit, reasonably.
Well, no, what I'm saying is if you're married and you like your wife, you won't be married for long.
Wait, what?
It's a long story. He likes sleeping with married women.
Okay. I mean, you know, hey, cool. There were a couple of few presidents back in the day. So our current president. What the fuck am I saying?
So what were you saying before I sidetracked you?
What was I saying? You sidetracked me.
Lasts on paper for 5 days. People have close contact with their loved ones, yeah, paperwork, I mean, et cetera.
Pretty much it, you know, like, oh, that's what I was brought up Gavin Newsom for, is he was pretty much going off in his version of, quote, going off, like Mr. Rogers yelling at you
if Mr. Rogers was
Huntington Beach.
If Mr. Rogers was a 20-pack-a-day smoker.
Right? He has a gruff-ass voice. I love it. In any case, a bunch of people down here in Orange County, in Huntington Beach and, you know, the places like the Like Hall Pact and whatnot. He's like, look, this is something you don't want to see. And basically said, you know, hey, look, the more you assholes go outside, the longer this fucking lockdown is going to be. You know, so now I'm starting to look at everybody who's just all willy-nilly about this shit as like, dude, you're going to make this last longer. And you're going to make me worry about it more. And you're going to make all these other people who need to have a job not be able to have a job because you want to fucking go outside.
So the only issue I have with it, a couple of things, is I understand people wanted to get outside, and maybe where I live, because I live literally, if you looked up where I live, the description literally is the middle of nowhere. I'm a little luckier.
You have a population of about 90.
I mean, I'm a little lucky because I live way far out in the country. I mean, the next town over, they marry their siblings. So the thing that pisses me off is there's an area where I live where a lot of city people visit. And it got so bad that they actually put concrete barriers on all the areas they could to stop people from parking because it was actually starting to be a public health hazard and a driving hazard. I'm totally for people being safe, but I mean, you need to stay off the beaches. However, the only thing that concerns me is this. If they don't start doing something and open up the economy, you're going to have the third Great Depression in the United States.
Yeah, that's the thing. You know, if everybody fucking listened to this shit when they started it in the first place, it probably wouldn't have gone on this long. Or it wouldn't be going on much longer, but it's going to cause a depression when people don't follow this shit and people still keep getting sick.
See, here's...
You know, I was at a hospital today and the fucking nursing supervisor had the mask down below her nose, wasn't wearing gloves at all, touching my fucking gurney. I'm like, bitch, you out of your mind?
You're in a hospital. That's something I don't get. But see, I've heard reports as they think that the coronavirus could have been in America as early as September, October, somewhere around there. The biggest issue we had, honestly, was China. I have a feeling if China was able to localize it better and then didn't try to hide it, I have a feeling we would have had this issue.
Yeah, I mean, well, obviously, that all still kind of remains to be seen what the actual sort of patient zero track was. But this thing travels, if there was one person that got on a plane, you know, two people infected, one stays there, one comes to San Francisco, let's say, you have the same situation happen because no one thinks about it as a problem until it's a problem.
Yeah.
You know, let me put it this way. The first couple of cases that I heard about around me in reference to my job were pretty local. They were about respectively 20 miles on either side of it, okay? Each one of those people, when we were talking to the hospital, said they had about 90 people to contact per patient. I mean, wow. That's just kind of standard, you know, people in a hospital. So 1 to 90. Let's go with conservative estimate and say 1 to 10. You know, for your average person, maybe not in a big crowded area.
Yeah.
You know, 1 to 10 is still a lot, and that exponent gets fucking crazy.
I mean, like I said to James a couple of weeks ago, I mean, this seems, you know, like 12 Monkeys, the movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I Am Legend.
I mean, it does... It does kind of bother me. My wife and I were in a Sam's Club recently, you know, getting some groceries because we're trying not to go shopping as much as we normally do. And this stupid chick had basically had this mask around her chin. It's like, bitch, unless you're Jay Leno, there's no point in putting it there. I mean, come on. It's just ridiculous. But I understand how...
Yeah, and it all seems out of spite. That's the weird thing.
Well, honestly, part of it, I think, is because how the government has been... hey, James, can you turn down your fans a little bit? Actually, we're almost over. So I think part of it is because the way that some of the governors have done it, like the governor of Michigan told people we're limiting people from buying hoses and seeds. And I think some of it people saw as ridiculously onerous. Other people, I think, just did it just because, you know, hey, they told me not to, I'm going to do it. So,
yeah.
And it is a fine line because Americans generally don't like authority unless you're a certain age or a certain bent. But yeah, it would have been nice if some of these people were a little bit more responsible.
Yeah, everyone at the beginning of this was talking about, oh, this is all going to bring us all together, you know, kind of, you know, invoking the 9/11 of it all and saying, you know, unite the two parties and whatnot. And I think that was starting to happen. And then the administration started making it political.
Honestly, wasn't.
Trump, in the same sentence, can praise the fucking, you know, the process, and then, you know, oh yeah, these stay at home orders are all necessary, and you go, Michigan protesters, like the fuck, man.
Honestly, it was the media, because if you pay attention to what the media was saying, they would literally say, you know, hey, this is a bad thing. You know, I forgot exactly, but that actually this happened, you know, as far as they would say this is a bad thing. Then Trump would say it the next day. The thing they said was a bad thing. They'd say, oh, then this was a good thing. Then the problem is they're still doing it bleeds and leads. This is 100% the media. If they actually reported the facts, granted, Trump's a glory hound, but I blame most of this on the way the media is reporting it because they flipped Fox a lot.
But that's nothing new, you know what I mean? Even you know, it's not like it all of a sudden started happening with this administration. This would have happened with anybody, but anybody else would have probably mitigated that a little bit better.
Not to this level. I mean, they've been trying to kick Trump out of office before he was actually a sitting president. I mean, let's be honest. There were people the day he was elected, there were senators saying it's time we bring up impeachment trials.
Yeah, and look, I agree it's hard to separate the wheat from the chaff at this point. I constantly have to be the guy like, don't make me defend this person, you know, for unreasonable fucking arguments. Like, I'm fine with calling bullshit on bullshit, but let's not make mountains out of molehills just because we hate a person.
Well, no, yeah,
you
I
know,
mean, I'm...
I have no personal fucking stake in it. It's all just sort of how I prefer to be governed as a U.S. citizen, right? You know, I don't get this personal team player fucking I'm on this team vibe. I hate that shit.
No, I mean, I don't like Trump at all, but I blame a lot of this on the media. Granted, Trump could do better, but I think if the media was just reporting the facts instead of trying to be clickbaity and intentionally being jackasses, I think this could have gone better. I think.
I agree. But however, when, you know, I agree that they're asking him very leading questions when it comes to these things. But, you know, he's too stupid to fucking realize it. And then, you know, falls right into the stupid trap for the sound bites, which gets played and gets everybody, you know, feeling one way or another about it. Gives fuel to the fire for the media, you know, things like that.
But see, this is
still stems from fucking haphazard leadership.
Well, I don't disagree, but I think, you know, the media likes to hold themselves up as, you know, the arbiters of truth, which is bullshit. I mean, granted, he's the fucking president of the United States, but if you're supposed to be the arbiters of truth, then that's called bullshit for bullshit. I mean, they have a bunch of leading questions. They have people who purposely are dicks to the president just to get him to pop off. They're not really reporting the truth because some of the stuff that Trump says, they twist to make it seem bad. I think I
try to kind of watch both sides a bit. I think there's a lot of truth being reported just with a lot of spin, you know, which has become sort of a new norm. And spin is not, I mean, it's dishonest to a certain degree, but it's not false.
You know what I mean? It's not like false truth being sold. It's the truth with an angle.
Yeah.
You know, which still bothers the shit out of me, but both sides do it. It's definitely not unique to one or the other.
No, I agree. I mean, I think the only difference between the way I see it is there's more liberal media than conservative media, but I still think Fox News or whoever, if you're going to call yourself the arbiter of truth, I'm going to mute James here real quick so I can hear you. I think if you're going to be the arbiters of truth, and if you're supposed to be actual reporters, I think they just need to do a better job. But I was hoping everybody would kind of reunite, but not expecting. And we're way over time. So, James, do you have anything to add to the conversation?
Not really.
Ryan, anything to add to the conversation?
No, that's it. Keep your dumb asses at home, fuckers.
Unless you're an essential worker, then, from one essential worker to another, don't die.
Yeah, don't die. Let's not make this shit go on forever.
And in all honesty, I think as somebody who's an essential worker, I think if you see somebody if you're in line waiting for something that you just have to get for some reason and somebody's like a foot and a half behind you, I think you should legally be allowed just to hit them. Just one good square, you know, like Mike Tyson hit. Just whack.
Yeah, yeah. Matter of fact, this might be the one time that I'm cool with weapons, just because of distance. You know what I'm saying?
Well, okay. So everybody's gonna have to carry like the bow staff. You know, that's what's an 8-foot long pole.
Yeah, a golf club or something. You know, shillelagh.
A morning star.
That'd be my move. I'd go with shillelagh.
A shillelagh.
Or yeah, just a big stick with a big fucking knuckle on the end of it.
Well, if we're gonna go that far, I want the narc darts from James Bond. Just go, think. Good night. So, ladies and gentlemen, for the California Pariah, Jonathan Charney, James, the Fat Man Stevens, and Ryan, help Preston, as always. Thank you for listening.
Goodbye.